Brianna Giroux bolted upright in her bed, the darkness around her shattering into fire-tinged motes of black. Heart thudding hard against her chest, throat constricted with fear, she reached for power, intent on shrouding herself in a protective spell. God damn her husband. He was at it again. It was like him to wait until she was sleeping, and she had to sleep sometime. Once upon a time, she'd cared about Dawn, a witch with power to match her own. But he'd been seduced by the dark and become deeply entrenched in black magic. Shielding herself against him drained her, but she didn't have any choice. Sucking air around the narrow place that used to be her throat, she sent magic spiraling outward. She didn't sense him near, but the enchantment that just dragged her from a sound sleep had Dawn's name and sliminess stamped all over it. Her eyes snapped open. Dawn was dead. Dead. What the hell was happening to her? He couldn't harm her anymore, so why was his stench all over the room? It wasn't even the bedroom they'd shared. She'd moved to the far end of the hall to escape the horrible memories that swamped her every time she thought about him. Guess that didn't work very well. She pressed her tongue hard against her teeth and reached for her magic again. Surely she could summon a mage light. Simplest of spells, it required almost nothing in the way of power. Finally, after she was shaking and sweating with effort, a wavery blue light formed, casting the bedroom in eerie shadows. Brianna urged her light to burn hotter, brighter. Her teeth were chattering, and she felt as if she'd never be warm again. Icy sweat dripped down her sides. She tugged the heavy wool blanket around her shuddering form, but it didn't help, so she dragged air hard into lungs that had nearly forgotten how to cooperate, and then did it again, and again, until she was able to clamp her jaws in a harsh, desperate line. Her light flickered and brightened, and the ball of fear making it hard to breathe eased the slightest bit. Falling back asleep was laughable, so she dug her way out from under the covers and pulled a robe woven from soft, cream-colored wool over her linen nightdress. Sheepskin slippers came next. At least the god-awful chill that had permeated the air was dissipating, and the reek of evil along with it. Brimstone held a sulfur taint that burned the back of her throat and made her skin prickle with a million points of discomfort. She blinked back tears as she made her way downstairs, her mage light bouncing over one shoulder. The dark had taken both her husband and her daughter and robbed her of what had once been a warm and comfortable marriage. She hated black magic with a passion, hated what it had almost done to her as she walked a tightrope between her husband's demands and her responsibility to the coven. "Yeah, and I did a shitty job all the way around," she muttered as she poured a cup of tepid coffee into a mug. It was bitter as all get out from sitting on the back of the wood stove since early the previous morning, but she gulped it down anyway, wanting the quick stimulation. Too keyed up to sit, she wandered to a window and looked to the east. Dawn wasn't far off, but the horizon was still dark. Days were growing longer, but it was still winter, and it might not get light until 7. She'd sent a meticulous letter to Coven headquarters in New York. Within it, she detailed her sins in not turning her husband and daughter over to Coven justice, once she fully understood their allegiance had shifted to dark power. That letter had certainly arrived by now. What would they do to her? A snort of derision curled her mouth into a bitter smile. She knew what she'd do to someone in her position. Banish them from the Coven, for starters. After that, it would be anyone's guess, but the Coven wouldn't be out of line demanding her life as punishment for shielding her family from what they deserved. Not much she could do about any of it. No, she needed to keep going, day by day, and let the wheel spin as it would. She'd find out soon enough. Certainly by this coming summer, when most, if not all, of the Coven had relocated to Utah Territory. At least she'd given Luke and Abigail a good start by marrying them. Memories of that day, and their joy, kept her going through the hardest spots. She plodded back to the stove and poured the last of the coffee into her cup before she opened the wood stove door and sent a jot of magic to stir the embers. Once they crackled merrily, she added chunks of wood and refilled the kettle on the back of the stove with water from the pump next to the sink. The chores were automatic, and they settled her nerves enough to dissect what had driven her awake. Coven enforcers, a group of hard-bodied, sharp-eyed men who kept witches on the straight and narrow, had seen to it that both Dawn and her daughter Carolyn met their end in mage fire, purging their souls of darkness. And they'd killed Alastair Macduff, head of the Alchemical Council.